tomorrow with the top four congressional leaders, the meeting to take place at the White House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 11 points, while the NASDAQ is 13 points higher, and the S&P trading 5 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. A big warming trend through midweek before some major late-week cooling. Today, a great start to the week with sunshine, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but very mild, low 58. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Unseasonably warm, becoming breezy, high 82. In fact, I've got us around 81 on Wednesday with the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Then much colder on Thursday. That's leap day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Senate has approved a bill banning DEI from public universities. Senate Bill 129 prohibits state agencies, local boards of education, and public universities from maintaining a diversity, equity, and inclusion office or department. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. AT&T is offering compensation to those who were affected by the cellular outage last week. The company will be automatically applying a credit for the average cost of a full day of service to customer accounts. The company said 70,000 outages were reported. The exact cause of the problem is not yet known. The Library of Congress has released Rosa Parks' Feather-Light Pancakes recipe. The civil rights icon wrote the recipe on the back of a bank envelope in Detroit. Rosa Parks moved to Detroit after she refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a Montgomery bus in 1955. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. Don't forget the phone number here, 1-800-289-9228, 1-800-289-9228. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
So, Scott, early in the program, when you were talking about Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans that would be happy to see Donald Trump convicted and jailed, you used the phrase, in it for fun and games. And, Scott, they're not in it for fun and games. They're in it for stock tips and profit. How long does it take for an establishment Republican or Democrat to make their first million? Somebody ought to do a graph where we could look at net worth per year or net worth increase per year of our various representatives and senators. And, oh gosh, Scott, here's what would be even better. I want net worth of never-Trumpers versus net worth of pro-Trumpers. That'd be something neat to see. You know, what we've got is we've got people that cannot balance our budget becoming millionaires. They seem to do quite well personally.
I don't disagree. I can't figure out how people who have done nothing but politics for decades, making $175,000 a year, create vast amounts of wealth.
Yes. I don't know. You know, I had not, until we started talking, I had not thought about graphing never-Trumpers net worth versus pro-Trumpers. That's something the American people ought to see right there.
Well, they don't seem to care about how the net worth of presidents went through the roof, and what the only one that actually went down in value was Donald Trump.
Yes. Funny how that works, too.
Mm-hmm.
Leave office and get book and movie deals.
Yep.
Oh, but do you know, real quick before you get it on other people, you know that at the Clinton household, when they started selling Hunter Biden's paintings, at the Clinton household, you know, hon, you should have thought of something like that. Shut up, you stupid hillbilly. Shut up.
You're right about that. She's like, what the heck? Thanks, Clark.
Oh, man. Take care.
Appreciate you, buddy. Oh, we got an update from the executive branch here in the state of Alabama. P. Eisen Ivey. Welcome to the program, P. Eisen.
Well, thank you for taking my update, Scott. You know, we have been inundated over here at the mansion. Calls are coming in trying to get the embryo legislation all squared away there. You know, I answered the phone when the Trump people called and negotiated the deal that if Cousin could get this took care of, she would give a high priority, be given a high priority to be the vice presidential candidate over Katie Britt there. And, you know, we had to call in. We got the whiteboard out over here, and we finally had to call in an out-of-town lawyer because apparently, you know, legislative people and judicial people right here just can't figure anything out. And what we figured out was that the Supreme Court of Alabama based this upon not just that one ruling, but they based it on the actual Constitution of Alabama there, Scott. Mm. And that means that the people of Alabama, just like the lottery, will have to vote to make the embryo not count anymore. And we are calling what we wrote on the board over here. Are you writing this down, Allison?
I am now.
Vote embryos totally off limits on Tuesday, March the 5th. Y'all have a nice day.
On Tuesday, March the 5th. I got
veto.
Wet-o lot MF.
See, it was
wet a lot.
Vote
MF.
Embryos totally off, and then the off limits would be veto. Hello.
Hello.
I'm going with veto. At least we got that much down, so no doubt about it. Here's a couple of stories. These will be the interesting stories. These are the ones you should remember and think about. These are the ones you should tell your friends about. Then we're going to have Greg Phillips on here in a few moments, but we got to do these two stories.
Okay.
Before the break, and then we'll bring Greg on at the break. So here it is. Do y'all remember the big controversy last week? The Vladimir Putin's.
I dare you.
No,
throw it away.
Where'd it come from?
It came from Allison's.
Sorry.
Snack.
Oh, break. Scott!
I knew it!
All right, guys. Oh, what just gosh. Happened was
I
popcorn went
it.
On the floor.
That's
and
all right.
Scott ate it.
It'll be all right. It was a sweet kind.
All right.
So,
anyway.
Y'all remember last week when Alexei Navalny
we ate
died?
It.
Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what was the story?
He was the Russian.
He was the U.S. guy who was the Russian.
Sorry, y'all. Greg Phillips is eating popcorn in the background.
What?
We've lost control. No, he was the opposition of Putin, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was, what had happened to him, probably?
Well,
we thought.
Been murdered.
Yeah, because yeah, that's what Putin
was doing.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal.
Because that's what Putin and those people do.
Yes. They kill their enemies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's around the world. All my liberal friends, that's what happened.
And isn't that when the we got to send more money to Ukraine mm-hmm. rhetoric started
oh, yeah,
again?
Yeah. It ramped
because,
up.
Hey, mm-hmm. he's going to kill
either,
us all.
Either the poison in the opposition or they've got nuclear weapons in space. So we've got to fight
don't
the
forget,
Russians.
Don't forget, we got to throw this out there as we know that the rest of the world thinks that he was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Is over there, he was basically nothing.
Yeah,
they didn't even
he's
really know who he was.
Not like, even a well-known guy, but we acted like, oh, he is definitely.
We got to help him.
He is the leader, and people yes. are just begging to follow him and take Putin out of office, but Putin's got him in chains. He's imprisoned up in Siberia somewhere. Ukrainian intelligence chief, who, if I was him, I would be worried about my life. Now, a guy named Krylo Budanov had this statement. I may disappoint you, but what we know is that he actually died from a blood clot.
Mm.
The Ukrainian intelligence chief, Mr. Budanov, disappointed Western journalists on Monday when asked about Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's death in prison, and he confirmed the Kremlin's claims that Navalny died of a blood clot. Navalny was not murdered. So, if he wasn't murdered, then why did they tell us all last week that he was probably murdered?
I think that the wells were running dry, weren't they?
So let me give you another one. Just for thoughts.
I mean,
okay?
If you're evil and you need a narrative, you jump on everything you can if you're a dishonest person.
All right, let me ask you another one.
Is that good, Greg?
This is from a pointy-headed place. The Hague. Yeah. This is from The Hague. All right? You all familiar with The Hague?
What is The Hague? Is it a place?
It is a place. It's a little headquarters for all the European-y stuff.
I just remember it has something to do with adoption. The Hague Convention.
It's in Amsterdam.
But hold on. You're not. Oh, there we go.
The Hague of the Netherlands.
The Hague is in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a building or is it a place? No, is it a group?
It's like a Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
A meany one.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, has released a report. We're all alone.
More spies than anywhere in the world.
Near The Hague? Really? This is where they took the Germans, the Nazis, and put them on trial. Was it The Hague?
Brussels and The Hague, that whole corridor there. More spies than anywhere in the world.
Like, throw a rock and hit a spy from all over the world?
Yeah. It's where you come to
spy. Greg Phillips would know that.
You can't sling a dead cat without hitting a spy.
Cannot.
I liked my analogy better.
What'd you say?
Can't throw a rock and not hit a spy. Sling a dead cat?
Really? Yeah, well, you got to get a little more space. Rocks are smaller. I mean, there's not that many spies.
I could hit them with a rock.
You can't hear anything? You may not.
Oh, you know what? That's because that.
You're down? How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Just like. No.
So here.
I still understand how you heard me eating popcorn.
Oh, because everybody heard you eating popcorn.
Yeah, you were crunching because these mics are very.
But you know what? That popcorn is delicious, and that's why.
It's Alabama unfiltered. Just eat your popcorn. We're good.
That's fine.
Slurp
Alabama
your coffee.
Unfiltered popcorn?
Yeah. Well, we should probably sell that now. Let's get a
It'll
brand.
It'll make you really mouthy.
Let's get a brand.
Let me take y'all back in time and finish this up.
Okay, sorry.
Because this is what you got to know.
Right. Focus.
Do y'all remember, back when we're having a little issue with ISIL? ISIL / ISIS.
Oh, Levant, yes.
And they had I think it was Syria. We're not real fond of the guy in charge there. And we decided that he had gassed his own people.
Yes.
Do y'all remember that?
Oh, I do remember him.
So we had to go in because he had absolutely gassed his own people, and we must bomb folks, and he probably should be removed, and all of these people, I think Lindsey Graham was one.
Oh, Lindsey.
Who wanted him removed, maybe, assassinated, whatever. These people were terrible. Terrible. I think it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. What was his name?
Assad.
Okay. Mm.
But y'all remember all that.
Absolutely.
Our listeners remember all that. Yeah. Sky remembers all that. The regime had done this to their own people. And I wish Ed was still listening, because Ed was one of the people who said, hey, my folks there, because he knows a lot of missionaries and watches a lot of Christian stuff. He said, they say Assad's people didn't do this.
Mm.
So on the 22nd day of February, 2024, they have a report from the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons out of The Hague. The fourth report concludes that there are reasonable grounds to believe that units of the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, were the perpetrators of the chemical weapons attack on the 1st of September, 2015 in Maria, Syria.
It took them 10 years?
9 years.
9 years?
Mm-hmm. So they were ready to topple a government and remove Assad because our people told us they did it. Our press told us they did it. Our intelligence services said they did it. And 9.5, or a little less than 9 years later, The Hague says, no, it was probably ISIL and ISIS. ISIL / ISIS. How is that even possible? Especially when people like Ed were calling the show back then saying, my folks say they didn't do it.
Right.
And then there was the whole question of, why do you do it?
Mm.
Why would you gas your own folks when there was no strategic reason to do it? They already had the military advantage. There was nothing there to it. All it would do was undermine his own rule. All it would do is cause the world governments to be enraged against you. He had no advantage. And we asked all those questions. And everybody's just like, you're just dumb because you know he did it. Here we go. That's not what the conclusion is 8.5 years later. Mm. So why do we listen? I mean, that's the problem. We can't make decisions on foreign policy. We can't make decisions on who we vote for because our own government lies not only to us, but to the world about things that matter. They wanted us to go to war over this.
What did we end up doing? Nothing?
Nothing.
I think we ended up doing nothing. Well, we did blow some people up. We attacked some people and attacked Syria's military, I believe, in response to that, about 2 attacks or something. But still, some innocent people lost their lives because we were, can you say retributing? Yeah, retributing for something they didn't do. Question is, did we know it at the time? I bet you we did. Hey, Greg Phillips will be up on the other side. You do not want to miss it. He's got some wise insights and some popcorn. We'll be back.
You can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit, number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Everyone that eats 3 meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. We have a special guest in the studio who wanted to comment on some goings-on here in the state of Alabama. Greg Phillips is with us from 2000 Mules fame and Open Inc., where you can go visit Open Inc. if you get a chance. What's Greg? Open.inc?
Open.inc.
INK.
Think of it as a curated search engine. So all the things that Google doesn't want you to read, Microsoft doesn't want you to read, we put it in.
So all the things that they make it very difficult to find, if you can find it all, y'all have them at your fingertips at open.ink.
Right. You can go in and search and just enjoy your life and have a good time.
Enjoy your life. Eat popcorn.
Or you can read some of the collections that we put together.
What's your favorite collection?
I had the most fun doing the John G. Trump one.
Oh, the one that's the movie you made, right?
Yeah,
or the
yeah, that's on there. So it's
is that Trump's open uncle or dad?
His uncle. Dude was like a legit, like world class physicist, maybe one of the greatest physicists ever to come from America. And we learned so much about that guy. I mean, you hear Trump talking about him occasionally, like he's really really smart. It was way beyond that. I mean, the guy was like legit. They brought him in after Tesla died to look at the death ray and all the different things that Tesla had done. There's a lot of controversy about that, but most of the controversy is dealt with in there. But when he was in World War II, for example, he took his knowledge of radiology. And at the time, he was the world's authority on medical radiology. But he took his some of his techniques and some of his capabilities from a radiology perspective and really, I think, contributed to winning World War II by advancing those techs into radar.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Really, really interesting guy. Really fascinating. We've got his war diaries. Two war diaries. There's one at MIT. He was the longest tenured professor at MIT. And then we found another war diary over in England at Oxford. 134 pages difference.
Really?
So which one of them was the copy?
Not going to tell you. You have to go reopen it.
All right. Well, we'll go look at it.
Open.in.
Look, as we speak, guys. Going
as we speak.
So, / JGT for John G. Trump.
Okay. That's
very cool.
Okay.
Does that awesome. Get us there?
Donald's middle name.
We've done some really, really fun research.
I'm joining.
So. Yeah, people don't realize what all is at open.ink.
So they don't.
Go check that out. And like Greg said, a place where you can find the things that
nobody wants you to find.
The techno overlords don't want you to know exist.
We did a bunch of really interesting stuff on J6. We did the guys that built the gallows. Mm-hmm. That now the House Republicans are took what we did in open ink and are turning that into a full-blown investigation. We think we now know who the leader of the thing was. Mm-hmm. A guy that we euphemistically called Mr. Coffee because he left to go get coffee.
The guy that helped build the little the 2x4 gallows that just magically was in the right place. When I first saw it, I was like, my BS meter just went, wah. And then the more they showed it on the news, I was like, there's no way.
We pulled up some video of that, of the guys getting out. A couple of them getting out of a cab, some of them getting out of a van, walking the cart with all the wood and everything across over into onto the mall about 6:30 in the morning on January 6th. Mr. Coffee stays there for a while, and the reason we called him Mr. Coffee was he goes on about a 4 or 5 walk block junket up to get coffee for all his buddies back on the mall making. Guess what coffee shop he went to? The one directly adjacent to, guess where? The FBI. Mm. How did he know it was there?
Yeah. That's where he goes every day.
So we went in and interviewed the people that work in the coffee shop and asked, did they know the guy?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, yeah.
Oh, he really is in there every day.
He comes here all the time.
Oh,
he comes
here all the time.
I mean, they have good coffee there, Greg.
So now the house, actually, it's terrible.
Is it terrible?
It's really awful.
So he's going for the location, not the coffee, huh?
That tells you he is working close by.
So in the midst of some of our other research, the reason I came in today, and I appreciate y'all letting me come in, there's a guy named Ken Griffin who has spent $60 million in the Republican primaries this year. Ken Griffin. Wealthy mega donor, kind of a Republican type, establishment Republican type.
Where's he from?
I don't think he's from New York. I really don't know where he's from. But so just kind of give you a flavor of who this guy is. In 2017, he gave $1 million to the Obama Foundation. So that's who this guy is, a Republican mega donor, right? Giving money to the Obama Foundation. He is most famous this year for giving a bunch of money, millions, to Haley, Nikki Haley's super PAC.
Sounds right.
Well, what's interesting to us in Alabama is, my friend Barry Moore is running for Congress in Alabama first congressional district.
Okay.
Remember, the courts forced both Jerry Carl and Barry Moore into the same district.
Mm-hmm.
And that's raised all sorts of interest in, well, who is Jerry Carl and why was he able to get that done, et cetera, et cetera. So we started digging around. And guess what else Ken Griffin gives money to?
Who?
The PAC that is attacking Barry Moore right now in South Alabama. $300,000 against Barry Moore. Why would he do that? So this is an Obama donor, somebody supporting Nikki Haley. Now but what else we learned was, in the midst of all that, was one of the other major contributions that's happened. There is a young guy, let me be sure I get it right, named Brandon Gill.
Okay.
Brandon's father-in-law is Dinesh D'Souza that did our movie with us.
Okay. Yeah.
Brandon is running for Congress in a small district in suburban Dallas.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So hold that.
Oh.
Because we got to take a break.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So y'all just have to wait, ladies.
Okay.
Well, we will. Fine. We don't want to, but we will.
We got to take a break. We will be back.
Bank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
At Bobo with Capital Tractor, our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. A big warming trend through midweek before some major late-week cooling. Today, a great start to the week with sunshine, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but very mild, low 58. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Unseasonably warm, becoming breezy, high 82. In fact, I've got us around 81 on Wednesday with the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Then much colder on Thursday. That's leap day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hey.
It just might find, it just might find.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Not a lot of time left in the day. Greg Phillips is with us. We're discussing that. I guess we're not really discussing that congressional race in Congressional District 1 as much as we're asking questions about the people who are involving themselves. At the start of this program, we brought up that race, and I pointed out that if you look at the campaign materials for both of those candidates, they're roughly the same person. So why does Washington, D.C., the establishment, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, why do they care so much to come down and spend and attack Barry Moore, who is the more conservative candidate in this race? There's no doubt about that. He has been the, you know, close the borders, keep, you know, build the wall candidate the whole way through, the more conservative member of Congress. But for some reason, people are weighing in this race. And Greg Phillips has pointed out Mr. Griffin is who you were talking about. And right before the break, you were saying that something about the money they're spending, the PAC, and what they're doing and what their goal is.
So you have two things you can do. You have two things you can do in a PAC. You can advocate for someone, mm-hmm. or you can attack the other person. Mm. And
this you have to pick,
yes.
Right? Okay.
And you have to report that way.
Okay.
And so Ken Griffin has spent, it's interesting on his PAC, it said, what it says is, total four Republicans, $508,000. This is right now in this cycle, in this PAC, mm-hmm. right? So he spent $60 million total, but in this particular PAC, he spent $508,000 for Republicans and $1.2 million against Republicans.
Oh, my.
Barry Moore happens to be one of the people that he is advocating against. So all this nonsense, all the lies you keep reading down there, all the stuff you read, he's not necessarily supporting Jerry Carl directly, but he's doing it by attacking Barry Moore. Mm. It's absolute BS. Why does he care, right? Why does a guy who supported Rahm Emanuel, why does a guy who supported Nikki Haley, why does a guy who supports all this stuff, all this nonsense that he does, why is he attacking Barry Moore? And why isn't Jerry Carl saying, disavowing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, I got into a dust up when I was running Newt Gingrich's Super PAC back in 2012. I came out hard and attacked Romney. And by the way, I was right. So, mm-hmm. in case you know, I was right. But Newt had to come out and say, because the pressure was so intense, because they can't communicate with us directly.
Right.
He had to come out and say, if Greg's wrong about this, he needs to take that down now. Mm. Of course, we never had to take it down, right. because Romney was a liar and I was right. In this case, why isn't Jerry Carl coming out and disavowing these attacks on Barry Moore? Why isn't he doing it? You know why, right? The guy, in D.C., you have Republicans, Democrats, and appropriators. The appropriators are what we all sort of hear around as being the uniparty, right? All they care about are the lobbyists. They care about the lobbying money. And Jerry Carl spends more time in Huntsville raising money from the war dollars than he does anything else. Who is this guy? Why is he doing this? Seriously, why is he doing this?
Well, obviously, he feels like he can assert some control over Jerry Carl that he can't over Barry Moore if right. Barry Moore wins. So, I mean,
in part because Barry is, for full disclosure here, guys, he's a friend. He's somebody I know very, very well. I mean, we fish together. I mean, he's just a good guy. He's a guy's guy, a guy you want to hang around. Mm-hmm. Jerry Carl, he doesn't care about any of you. He doesn't care about any of you in South Alabama. No one. Mm-hmm. He cares about Jerry Carl.
Why is he so well liked? I mean, there are some people, Jerry Carl, in like a certain little area.
Because people don't know about this crap.
And is it?
Yeah.
And so let's talk about another donation that Jerry gets directly from the Porch Creek Indians.
Yeah.
Why? Mm, why? Yeah. Why are they giving him tens of thousands of dollars? Why, yeah. Jerry? Are you pro gambling? What is it?
Yeah.
Come out and say it. He's at least got to come out and tell the truth. Stop lying. You know, the only thing he didn't lie about was in that first debate when he got up there and said that we were all racist. You know, we all have racists, yes. deep inside of
right.
us. No, Jerry, we don't. You might, but we don't. Look, the guy is it's a sham. It's outrageous. And the fact that he won't disavow Ken Griffin and everything that Griffin's done to get Nikki Haley to spend, to get Trump to spend money to fight against Nikki Haley, and all of the nonsense that Ken Griffin has done to hurt America with Rahm Emanuel and all those folks, and Obama, the Obama Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. Who is this guy? And why isn't Jerry saying no, no more?
Well, didn't he call on Barry Moore to denounce the PAC ad from Club for Growth? I think he asked Barry Moore to come out and say, you know, Club for Growth shouldn't be putting out this PAC ad, which we went through what Club for Growth supports and lobbies for, and we're like, why would you want to denounce that? That's every exactly. conservative position out there. I don't understand it. Yet Jerry Karl apparently, and you can look it up. I mean, it's in these FEC filings, correct? You can look up who is giving money to these PACs, and they're not the people that you want to be associated with. It reminds me of Katie Britt when she ran. I met her a few times and I actually really liked her. But some of the people that were supporting her gave me pause. Like, I don't get it. You know, you're surrounding yourself with the Mitch McConnells and the squishy people.
Right.
And the people that were giving her to her, the Koch brothers and all that, made me nervous. And so if that's not who you want to be associated with, come out and say it. I mean, Jerry Karl's welcome to come on the show anytime. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. No,
and, absolutely.
And, you know, dispel anything that you're saying. My guess is he won't.
He absolutely won't do it. Look, if he won't discuss the facts with Barry, I'll discuss it with him. Let's have a debate. Me and Jerry Karl. I'm just a regular guy, right?
Behind the bleachers.
Surely he could win that debate, right?
Surely he could.
Well,
so how long has Jerry Karl been around in Alabama politics?
He's been around.
I mean, like a long time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ages, absolutely.
Was he in the state legislature?
I think he was a county commissioner. I don't know if
he
went to the legislature.
Has he always been a swamp creature, or is he now their newest darling?
He is their darling because he is beholden to the lobbyists. And what Congress does with these lobbyists is they spend money on what they want them to do.
So it's the crony capitalism part.
Like besties, like we should associate those two together?
Is that Mike Rogers?
Yeah.
The rug.
It's too much. Did I say too much?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't say too much. The answer to your question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha.
I've never seen you I'll melt under the table.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go down and support my friend Barry Moore down in South Alabama this weekend. We're going to go to a bunch of different events. They've invited me to come listen in. Barry, Marjorie Taylor Greene's coming down. There's a bunch of different folks coming down. Matt Gaetz. So that's the other thing that Jerry said. Jerry literally said the words, I don't like Matt Gaetz or anything that he stands for.
Oh. Okay, Alabama's Nikki Haley.
He attacks the Freedom Caucus every chance he gets. This guy is not conservative Lower Alabama.
What? Wikipedia says straight out, Karl is a self-described conservative. It's right there. It says self-described on Wikipedia.
Please don't read what Wikipedia says about me.
I mean, but still.
No, it's okay.
Usually is a conservative or the right-wing person we hate. This one says self-described.
Come on, Jerry. Let's get out and fight, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We got to take a break.
Fight, Greg. Fight.
Greg Phillips has been with us.
Fight.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
In everybody,
I like when you point
because I know if I, you know, if you mess it up,
I wouldn't point you wrong. I really
y'all
wouldn't.
Are having a little too much fun.
I'm moving in the same.
I think I'm
speed
just going to turn around and look over here,
Sky,
at Sky,
and then I'm working on the snap back. You got to snap.
That's the tough part.
This is like the bend and snap.
It's the Sky.
They don't even know what we're talking about, do they?
No, we do
and
not.
Point.
What is that from?
Every Legally female blonde listening right now gets
I've never said
bend
that.
And snap.
And
bend. And snap.
You got to drop something bend on the floor and you and bend snap over. And
it's how you lure your husband in.
Oh, is
by
that
the bend
the
and snap. Yeah, you drop it on the ground like all junior high girls do until you go, girls, do not advertise what you're not going to sell. And then you wait until you meet your husband and then you bend and snap. You
really?
Know? And then you're going to be married
you're
forever.
Like, oops. I dropped the pin.
Oh, boy, can you... Help me.
Help me.
Allison's version was a little bit different. Tennessee. It sounds a little different.
East Tennessee just doesn't want to bend over and doesn't feel like putting the effort in.
I ain't getting that.
And then mine's like, I can't reach it too far down. You get it.
Yeah. I'm 28 feet tall. That's like...
Let's go out to Lunchbox Bob, who wants to weigh in. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the end of the third half. Two babes and Scott. And we've hit on some low points today. We've addressed some serious issues, Scott. You know, back when I was sailing, we could easily look at the horizon, and we've called it on today's show. There is heavy weather ahead. The legal system used to be a justice system. Now it's just arrayed against you. Tax system designed to bankrupt you. You're not getting rich by working a job in America. Education system, Alabama, you're screwed, and it's not getting any better. You'd almost think people are starting to get desperate and concerned. Levity is going to be a little bit of a help today. I want to inspire people and remind them that there is hope, that this battle's just beginning, and it's a lot better to know what's coming than to be blindsided by a white squall you didn't prepare for. Now, you can get involved. Turn off the idiot box. Stop watching legacy media. Subscribe to 1819 News. Tune in to Alabama Unfiltered. Keep up with Lunchbox Bob and all the callers, especially all the guests. Local people doing local things. I'm not going to be as desperate and depressed as my neighbor. He's brushing up on Spanish and starting to watch Major League Soccer. No, my friends. There is still hope. And that's what I'm going to say as I pour myself another cup of coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Let's go out to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. And this kind of goes to this feed. Before, Serena, I was calling when you was talking about earlier, how come that we, like, Ed gets tricked? How come he knew the real truth and we didn't? And it almost like it was, you know what I mean, told to us in a fact. Well, it's because if you start with Dan Badikian did a thing called a media monopoly. If you start with that one, I'll give you, I'm going to go one at a time. We won't do no more of it. The media monopoly. And then you start with that. And the reason is because of crap like Operation Gunner Side. When we go in there and during the war and we do stuff like heavy water and then we report back, then they already know we're going to do that. So they lead you thinking that's what needs to happen. And then it happens and we're all, you know, I mean, this when you do the mini alpha and then you go look at Operation Gunnerside and put heavy water in there, you'll understand what I'm saying. And what I want to tell you about GP, let me tell you, Mr. Gray, that don't try to invent, I mean, I understand what you got your own little thing, but the Black Vault, man, these boys have really put the work in. And, like, they've got so much information you can never get the end of it. And then to say that Donald Trump's uncle was not more than just a daggum, what do you call it, teacher, and he got picked to go before the FBI, it makes you seem like you don't really know all, you don't investigate enough. Because ain't no way no man getting picked like that to go above the FBI, and he's just some kind of school teacher. Come on, Gray. We got to sit down and talk, though. I need you on this team. I need you, Gray. But you got to be better than that now. All right.
He left the studio. That's why he's not responding.
Thanks, Randall. Yeah. Appreciate you, buddy. We got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. So
we did a lot
today.
We'll
try to be back. We did.
I'm proud of us.
Are you?
Sure,
I'm so
Red
glad.
Top's not.
See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.